This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The prosecution rested its case today in the trial of former Clear Creek County Sheriff Deputy Andrew Buin. He's accused of killing Christian Glass in 2022 after the 22-year-old called 911 for help on a dirt road in Silver Plume. The defense will present its case next week. A Montrose pastor who allowed unhoused residents to camp on church grounds appeared in court Thursday. The church has amassed dozens of nuisance and litter citations from the city. Reverend Kevin Young says the unhoused people need a place to get out of the cold.
This is also an emergency. People's lives literally are in jeopardy. They have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to sleep or eat or to warm themselves up.
Montrose also requested an emergency abatement hearing to clean up the camp. That is next week. Striking King Soopers employees can continue demonstrating outside grocery stores, but with some new restrictions. A district judge in Denver denied most of King Soopers' requests to limit the number of employees picketing outside stores. However, protesters will need to avoid blocking delivery trucks and cannot set up tents or canopies on sidewalks. King Soopers filed for the temporary restraining order earlier this week. It accused union members of blocking customers from entering stores and posing a fire hazard by using propane heaters in the cold temperatures. And Denver International Airport will soon have a new piece of art, a 60-foot-tall, 70-foot-wide tree sculpture. It'll be made of more than 30,000 crystals that will cast rainbow refractions throughout the Great Hall Terminal. It'll be called the Stars in the Cottonwood. This is CPR News.